SMP versus PVDF coatings for use on metal roof systems, authored by Amanda Patterlane, Akzo Nobel. Understanding the materials best suited for metal roofing projects involves considering critical elements of the coating's performance and warranty. This article delves into the differences between SMP and PVDF coatings, providing insights to aid in making informed decisions when selecting materials. SMP-based coatings. SMP is a silicone-modified or siliconized polyester coating system for application in metal building products. SMP resin systems are typically blended with high-quality pigments and UV additives to achieve excellent color and gloss retention, as well as excellent weather resistance. Higher silicone levels can improve the gloss retention characteristics of these coating systems. With extensive research and performance testing, SMP-based coatings have been formulated and improved over decades, and today's SMP coatings are much closer to the durability of PVDF. SMP offers more gloss options and textured finishes compared with PVDF coating systems, and differs slightly when comparing color fade in medium and dark colors. The coating can begin to chalk and fade slightly quicker than PVDF coatings, especially when bright or dark colors are used in extreme conditions. However, lighter colors are inherently better at deflecting UV rays, and SMP is a viable option. SMP, once cured, is tougher than PVDF and has excellent scratch resistance, which can support reduced corrosion of exposed metal during the life of the building. PVDF-based coatings. PVDF is a very stable fluoropolymer used in high-performance, highly durable exterior paint finishes. It was discovered over 60 years ago as DuPont scientists created Teflon, most commonly used in nonstick cookware. Fluoropolymers are the most chemically inert of all polymers. PVDF's strength comes at the molecular level. Its carbon-fluorine bonds produce one of the strongest chemical bonds in polymers, and the molecule's spiral shape is structurally very stable. These thermoplastic polymers soften upon heating and are rigid again when cooled. This process is repeatable and therefore makes them flexible during the coil and extrusion manufacturing process. The unique molecular structure of these polymers provides its well-known performance. PVDF remains stable in most chemical environments at high temperatures and is highly durable in extreme weather conditions. AMA specifications in extrusion coatings. To help decide which coating is suitable in any given environment, it is worth looking at the performance rating of the Fenestration and Glazing Industry Alliance, FGIA, which uses three AAMA specification codes. These specifications, AAMA 2603, 2604, and 2605, use a mix of accelerated and real-world testing in the harsh South Florida environment to evaluate coatings. While there are other local standards across the world, the AAMA specifications remain the leading one even outside of the U.S. AMA 2603 is mainly used for interior facades, retail points of sale, or commercial storefronts in shopping malls. Typically, high solid polyester and acrylic coatings will meet the needs of AMA 2603 specifications. They are not exposed to harsh weather conditions, so the need for exceptional performance in outdoor weather is unnecessary. The AMA 2604 performance specification aligns well with systems designed with SMP resins. These coatings can cost more than standard polyesters, yet are 5 times more protective. Their weathering performance over 5 years is equal to 1 year for ordinary polyesters. SMP coatings are often applied to storefronts, windows, doors, and low-rise curtain walls. Although the ratings are for 5 years, they are usually supplied with a 10-year guarantee. The toughest specification, AMA 2605, requires 10-year South Florida testing for color retention, chalk resistance, and gloss retention. AMA 2605 is most commonly associated with the performance properties achieved with 70% PVDF coatings. This makes PVDF coatings ideal for use in any type of environmental conditions to protect exterior curtain walls, facades, windows and doors of buildings, stadiums, and high-value residences. These polymers provide long-lasting protection for building structural and aesthetic qualities with warranties of 20 years for color and gloss on aluminum. Selecting the right coating system for the application, PVDF is particularly good for long-lasting protection of vivid and dark colors. A choice of bright colors is restricted, though, if a two-coat rather than a three-coat system is used. The PVDF coating's flexibility supports the manufacture of metal building components. However, this flexible coating can be relatively soft and more susceptible to scratching and marring than other systems. With white coatings, more metal marking occurs than with other tougher coating systems. Careful handling in production helps avoid these issues. PVDFs are particularly suited for severe weather environments, such as industrial sites with higher concentrations of acid rain and chemical pollutants, coastal areas with saltwater spray from the ocean, desert climates with the risk of wind and sand erosion, or climates with extreme heat, UV sunlight, and moisture or humidity, e.g. South Florida. Coating selection can vary by project. From our experience, SMPs are a good substitute in more environments than you would think. Central and northern US and Canada are all examples of areas where PVDF may not be needed. With recent advancements in SMP coatings technology, SMP coatings will perform well in these areas and other extreme areas, including those in coastal areas or mountainous regions with swings in temperature, heavy rainfall, hail, and snow. Although these environments might be considered extreme, SMP's toughness will weather these conditions well. Both PVDF and SMP coatings are well suited for metal roofing and metal sidewall applications, given exposure conditions in the United States. Because of more competitive prices and a harder final finish, SMP coatings are often the preferred alternative for warehouses, industrial storage, agricultural structures, and other non-monumental commercial buildings. SMP coatings work well in all but the most extreme environments. PVDF coatings are often still primarily selected when sourcing materials for coastal environments and areas with intense sunlight, such as deserts or heavy industrial areas with chemical pollutants. Warranty coverage. A good warranty will cover the following areas. Film integrity. A quality coating system will maintain film integrity over the life of the structure. The film integrity aspect of a paint warranty ensures paint will maintain adhesion to substrate. The coating will not peel, flake, or otherwise lose adhesion. Reported in time years. Color retention. A quality coating system will retain its original color over the life of the structure. Color fade results from chemical breakdown of a coating's base resins and pigments, which appear as a visible loss of color. Reported as a delta E in Hunter units, color retention signifies the maximum change in color, fade, over a specified number of years. In this case, a lower number is best. Washed versus unwashed panels. Apparent discoloration of the coating may occur when it has been exposed in dirt-laden atmospheres for long periods of time. A good cleaning will generally restore the appearance of these coatings. Chalk resistance. A quality coating system will maintain chalk resistance over the life of the structure. Decomposition of the coating film caused by ultraviolet rays, moisture, or heat, or any combination of the three, results in chalk-like residue on the surface of the building. The residue is transferred to a soft fabric by rubbing the coated surface and assessed visually against photographic standards in accordance to ASTM D4214. What's not covered? It's important to understand what is outside the scope of common coating warranties. Some common non-warrantable situations include, but may not be limited to, breaches in the coating film caused by installation scratches, abrasions, or hard impact, damage caused by moisture entrapment between bundles or during transit. Other situations include substrate corrosion, including failure or damage from underfilm or edge corrosion, coatings not applied per application, and film thickness requirements and mixing of different coating systems are also not typically covered under coating warranties. Due to boundaries around coating warranties, it is critical to understand and select appropriate substrates and ensure coaters are following best practices for surface preparation, pre-treatment, and application of coatings. Amanda Patterline is the Commercial Marketing Manager, Coil and Extrusion Coatings Americas, AkzoNobel.